March 16th, 1990, Suzanne Lacey interviewed by Moira Roth, Berkeley, California, for the Archives of American Art. Could we begin with your birth in Fresno?
We could, except I wasn't born in Fresno. I was born in Wasco, California. Wasco is the a farming community in near Bakersfield in San Joaquin Valley. It was about 6,000 people. I was born in 1945 at the close of the war. My father, who was in the military, had come home about 9 months after I was born. My brother was born 2 years after, and then 15 years later I had a sister, one of those accidental midlife births. My dad was from a very poor Tennessee, kind of hillbilly environment, and my mother from Canadian Scotch background. Her dad was one of the founders, early settlers of the town of Wasco. My father's, as he grew up, had developed, for some strange reason, completely out of context of his class, had developed a very strong interest in classical and opera, classical music and opera, and he was always artistically inclined. He lied about his age to get into the military during the war, and once in, really, I think it became what college was to the rest of us. He became a photographer. They taught him photography, which gave him a kind of an artistic outlet, and he also became a captain and flew on bombing raids over Europe, over Germany, and he spent his leaves in Europe tracking down and hanging out with opera singers. Apparently he had some desire to be an opera singer and didn't have quite strong enough a voice, although a good voice at one point. So as I knew him growing up, he was an intensely creative man who was singing and playing music all the time, all very, you know, everything from Mexican mariachi to La Traviata. And he also painted. He always was, you know, what we'd now call a Sunday painter, and drew and wrote. He's written two books that were not, you know, not particularly publishable books. They were just I think, evidence of the fact that he's an intensely creative person. My mother...
What did he do in the way of livelihood?
Well, he, after the war, my mother did not want him to fly, apparently commercially, which was basically the thing he might have done with his skills. And I think he just made the choice to be married, live in a small town, and raise his family. I don't think it's a choice he's ever regretted, but I think there's always been a tension between his aspirational level and his family. And he was a refrigerator mechanic for the first, probably till I was about 14 or 13, someplace in there, 15. He had an accident. He always had accidents. You know, he was always falling off of something as an he was an electrician as well. And he had an accident and cut his hand off, and they sewed it back together, but sort of cut it mid-level. And that meant that he couldn't do that kind of work anymore. So he, being very proud and increasingly reactionary politically, felt like taking government money to train himself, retrain himself, was amounted to welfare. And so after looking around at the variety of things he could do, he settled on selling life insurance, which he has never been very happy with. He can only approach it as a way of servicing people and helping them prepare for their, you know, for their families in case of a death, but or a case of accidents. But he can't really handle the business salesman, you know, promotional aspect of it. That's not of interest to him. So I think it's not something he's ever been real comfortable with. In his later years now, he's back to painting and playing with his grandchildren, and he's an incredible father and grandfather. My mother was, I think, never really excited about children, as she has told us. She eventually, you know, she wanted her own, but is not a kind of a typical mothering type. She worked throughout my childhood. She was 21 when I was born, and he was 22, so when I think now about people that age having children, I'm kind of, when I think about what it would have been like for me to have children at that age, I'm kind of like astounded that people would embark upon that at that age, but they did. And my parents, being young, were always extremely, well, they were a lot of fun. My